With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has signed an order on tariffs for 66 countries to go into effect this week. Meanwhile, he struck a deal with the European Union. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it will help American businesses.
What we are watching is President Trump rebuilding the greatest economy in the history of the world and simultaneously proving the so-called economic experts wrong at every turn. Media pundits said a trade deal with the EU this monumental and beneficial to America would be impossible, but President Trump made it happen.
She says the president and his trade team want to cut the best deals for the American people and the American worker. Meanwhile, the American workforce is shifting. More on that from correspondent Ron Taylor.
Native-born Americans have gained more than 2 million jobs, accounting for virtually all employment growth this year. The surge is happening as foreign-born employment has declined. That reverses a trend occurring in recent years. According to data released Friday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, native-born Americans added 1.8 million jobs over the past 4 months, while foreign-born workers saw a loss of 1.5 million jobs. This means that from January to June, all of the net job growth, based on non-seasonally adjusted figures, went to native-born workers. Ron Taylor reporting.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires hovered over several Midwestern states yesterday, bringing warnings of unhealthy air. Air quality alerts were in effect in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and some parts of Nebraska, Indiana, and Illinois. Forecasters say the smoky skies would remain much of the day. We'll have to see what the winds do today. SpaceX delivered a new crew to the International Space Station yesterday. It only took 15 hours. They blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center and arrived. Will now be spending 6 months aboard. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute saying that a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state had lost medals and other competitive opportunities to males. The administration says transgender athlete policy on such as the one in Oregon violate Title IX, the 1972 federal law banning discrimination in education based on sex. The investigation is the latest effort by President Trump to protect female sports in the country from encroachment by males. In its effort to protect female athletes in Olympic sports, the Trump administration provided the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee with a detailed legal brief on how such a move would not conflict with the Ted Stevens Act. That's the landmark 1978 federal statute governing the Olympic movement. Legal expert Jill Pilgrim calls the Trump guidance a well-thought-out, well-reasoned argument. This is SRN News. This past week, NASA and India launched an Earth-mapping satellite capable of tracking the slightest changes in land and ice.
Rocketing to orbit from India, the satellite will survey virtually all of Earth's terrain multiple times. Its two radars, one from the US and the other from India, will operate day and night, peering through clouds, rain and foliage, to collect troves of data in extraordinary detail. NASA's science mission chief, Nikki Fox, said ahead of liftoff, it's the first of its kind dual radar satellite that will change the way we study our home planet and better predict a natural disaster before it strikes. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Today is Sunday, August the 3rd. It's the 215th day of 2025. The moon is waxing. Evening stars are Mars, Mercury, Neptune, and Saturn. On this date in history, 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail from Spain. This is SRN News.